And if she sees a dress that she likes very much and is very becoming, she says, that's a very blank dress.
Dress I need, I'm looking for.
And that's a very...
thing I want.
Well, if you're going to tell how beautiful it is, it's that...
it's a beautiful dress.
Yeah, and is another word for beautiful? Well, now that's
pretty.
Real
pretty.
Okay, that's the word. Right. And if that little girl has on a very becoming dress, you might say, my, what a
pretty dress.
Suppose you remark to your mother, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is
prettier
than hers.
My dress is prettier than hers.
Fine.
Uh-huh.
Now, what might
you...
Well, we're just glad that Lucille just walked in. That's a daughter to Mrs. So we'll let her sit over there and listen to us while we go ahead, really. If I can catch up where I was.
Okay.
Where was I here? Oh, yeah. So that was a pretty dress, and what might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Right. To sign your name in ink, you use a what? What's this?
An ink pen.
Mm-hmm. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, what do you use?
Safety pin.
Yeah, today you do. They use.
I do.
My son's baby never knew what a safety pin was again, because they these Pampers, you know, and you just glue them on, just stick it, and throw them away. You don't have to wash them. I guess that's all that's it. That's the good old days that they missed the sun. Good old. My wife had that privilege. Okay, soup you buy usually comes in a what?
Can.
Yes, and maybe something else. Some kind of a cup, what would you call it? If it's a metal cup, what kind of a cup would you call it? You used to drink out of these at the table. What kind of a metal cup is it? Soup buys it. What kind of a... soup comes in what kind of a can in there, you know?
Tin can.
And a dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
All right, that 10 is what we were trying to get you to say. See, they've heard it now. What did you drink from at the pump or the well whenever you used to?
A gourd.
Well, it's got it down here. It says gourd. And did anything else?
A dipper or a can.
Or can. Well, that's what they wanted. And a tin can. I remember we used to have glasses that they'll want to get broken, and Daddy'd replace it with a pork and beans can.
Yeah.
And say, you're not going to break that. We drop the tin cans and bend it, we'd go ahead and use it. What do you put on when you go out into the wintertime?
Your coat.
Right. And that jacket has fancy buttons, what would you say? Where?
On the front.
On it. Uh-huh, on the front. And sometimes between your coat and shirt you wear a what?
Sweater.
All right. Especially the same material as coat and pants of a suit, it's what? It's
a vest.
All right, a vest is what you call it. And a suit consists of a coat, a vest, and what else?
Pants.
Uh-huh. Any other names that could be used for it? Pants, besides pants?
Trousers.
All right, trousers. What are you wearing when you're working around the barn or the shop, if you were out in the barn? What would you put on?
Coveralls.
Coveralls? Is there any other word besides that?
Overalls.
Yeah, that's what they want you to say. See how enjoyable this is? If she doesn't answer it right to start with, I keep on asking. If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you. He would say, here, I've...
brought your coat to you.
Right. Now, you got the... on that's the principal part of bringing. You got the right one and brought it. I told the fellow that was doing this that she's been educated with her children and grandchildren. So even though she's just got a fourth grade education, well, she's got the right verbs all along here, just practically all the time. If you go out, oh, I'll get that one. Suppose you had come from work and your wife said about a package lying there, the delivery boy from Jones' store, blank it here.